I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Kathy from the Kindergarten Kiosk Podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now.
Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect those of others.
Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 127 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you from the Ditch That Textbook World headquarters here at my house in West Central Indiana. Hope you're doing well today. It is, of course, January as of the recording of this, and it is pretty chilly out here in Indiana. Not sure what it's like where you are, but it's definitely starting to feel more like winter, although it's been unseasonably warm here. So anyway, getting down to business here. Today is the second to last day of the Ditch That Textbook Digital Summit. So if you have missed out on it and want to get in on any of the 50 video presentations, it's a totally free conference for teachers. Head to ditchsummit.com, get registered, and you can still watch as many of those videos as you can squeeze in between now and the end. Now, one of those presentations from the Ditch That Textbook Digital Summit came from Jamie Donnelly, who has studied and used and learned a lot about using augmented reality and virtual reality in the classroom. And so this was actually one of the more anticipated episodes or presentations from the summit. I got, you know, a handful of tweets of people going, yeah, I'm really interested in learning about this. And so she shared a handful of digital tools that you can use to take advantage of augmented reality and virtual reality in the classroom. One thing that she did share that I thought was interesting was she talked about the difference between the two. She said, augmented reality is taking something that we see in our world and looking at it digitally layered. So that's kind of like looking through the camera and seeing our world, you know, seeing the world as it exists through our own two eyes and layering digital things on top of it. Augmented reality. It's like taking the way that reality looks and augmenting it or adding to it with layers. And then she said, virtual reality is full immersion in a virtual world. So, you know, imagine that you're looking at something that doesn't exist or that exists virtually and being completely fully immersed there. So you're not using your camera to look at what you can see with your own two eyes right now, but you're actually being transported into a virtual world. That's the difference between the two. And she shared a bunch of different apps that you can use with mobile devices, with iPads, with, you know, a variety of different things that you might want to check out. And so I wanted to share some of those as well on this episode. So a couple of the ones that she really likes, she started off with CoSpaces. And so CoSpaces is one, this is pretty cool. The first several of these that I'm going to share are things where students can create with augmented reality and virtual reality. And so the students are actually creating instead of just consuming. So with CoSpaces, what you can do is take different items and add them, build them in three dimensions with user-friendly creation tools. So you're able to actually, you know, take like a rocket ship or a dinosaur or whatever and put that into this virtual world and build with it. It also includes some coding options. You can interact with those things with block-based coding. So, you know, like Blockly and, you know, there's, I think Scratch uses this too, like, you know, that allows you to use that coding language that goes kind of step by step. So CoSpaces is a really cool one. That's one that she suggested. There's another one called Thing, THYNG. And so Thing does a variety of things. It is an augmented reality app. So it allows you to add stuff to the world around you using the camera. And so some of the examples that I'm seeing are, you know, like adding a, you know, a solar system where you have the sun and all the planets and everything, where you can add the skeletal system to your body so that you can see where all the different bones are. There's just a variety of things that you can add to the world around you to be able to see and interact with. So that's one that she suggested. Another one is called StoryFab. This one's pretty neat. This one appears to be more of a virtual reality one augmented reality. So this is actually taking the world around you and turning it into a story. So you can add virtual actors, you can add props. It says transform your bedroom, your living room, your garden into the next movie set. So this one's a little more of a storytelling focused one. That one's called StoryFab. So another one that she suggests is one called Tilt Brush. Tilt Brush is pretty cool. This is one where you can paint in three dimensions. So you're able to use these brushes and create, you know, not just in two dimensions, up, down, left, right, but also with depth as well, and be able to share those. That one's called Tilt Brush. And then there's a last one I wanted to share with you. And this one is Google Expeditions. And this is one that you may have heard of. This is the one where you can do virtual reality, augmented reality tours, where you can go check things out, go to different places and see it as if you're actually there. A lot of times people think that Google Expeditions are focused just on having virtual reality headsets and having a whole Google Expedition set, which costs, thousands of dollars. But the reality is that if you have some iPads, you're able to go on those same expeditions just with the iPads. And sometimes with, your touchscreen Chromebooks that can work as a tablet, I think you're able to do those with that as well. So if you've ever been interested in doing expeditions but have thought, oh man, I just, we don't have the money to drop on a whole expeditions kit, you can do a lot of this stuff without that. So wanted to share those. Those are some of those apps and opportunities for using augmented reality and virtual reality. You got CoSpaces, Thing, StoryFab, Tilt Brush, and then Google Expeditions. Those are five of them that you can go check out.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.